Now, another famous Waterford man sitting in front of me, Paul Flynn, chef and owner at the tannery. There's a guest house, cookery school and restaurant.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a,
took a while to build now, I have to say. Like, we're there, this is our 28th summer, Ray.
That's a long time.
It's a long time.
Yeah. Where does the time go, Paul?
I know, it's kind of scary. Yeah. I've a milestone birthday in 2 weeks' time. At the 6-0, I can't believe it. I'm kind of going, this. Somebody put a fast forward button on my life, especially the last 10 years. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on both your 28 years in business and hitting your 60th year on this planet. It's a difficult industry to survive in, isn't it? The restaurant industry.
Yeah, it is. It, particularly now, may I say. And it's not sort of, I don't want to be, I suppose, giving sad stories, but it is, it's challenging. And you need to be, like, we have a great team, and myself and Maura, like, we started off, and we're lucky that we have great locals and people who travel to us. But certainly, you know, these economic circumstances have never been more challenging. And I think there's only so much you can charge people.
Yeah.
So, but it's tough, it is.
But even before the economic times that we're in now, I remember reading somewhere that of all businesses, restaurants were most likely to go out of business within the first year or so.
Yeah, it's true.
The survival rate's very low.
Yeah. I mean, dedication is something you really need. And I suppose perseverance is something you really need. And dogged, you know, committed, lots of these things. And I think the fact that we are, you know, it's myself and my wife and that's it. And it's our livelihood, it's our passion. And it's kind of, I know that word is kind of thrown around the place, but it's all we can do, actually, you know, so we have to make it work.
Yeah.
And we've long standing staff that are with us forever and ever.
Yeah.
And, we are at the stage now where our customers are sort of, they used to be kids, and now they're bringing in their own kids. That's when you really know that you're hitting 60, absolutely.
Listen, I drove over from Cork. That's a beautiful drive, the N25.
Yeah.
You come out through Youghal and then you're over that bridge, you know, at the border of Cork and Waterford, and there's JJ's truck stop there.
Yeah.
And then you drive off and you could turn right to Ardmore, but then that lovely big sweep coming down into Dungarvan. Every time I do it, my heart skips a beat.
Yeah. We're passionate about it, really. I think when myself and Maura opened up the restaurant, it was madness, really, because we just wanted to do something in our hometown. I lived in Dublin and then I lived in London before that. But it was kind of, you know, it's really great when a town and an area has sort of come into itself. You know that it's got this potential from years back. And then you see it grow. And Dungarvan in particular, and Waterford, it's we're not as sort of brash as Cork people or confident as Kerry people. Or, you know, they'd buy and sell.
What is the Waterford thing then? What is the trait?
But like, we're still kind of undiscovered. I mean, the Copper Coast, you'll have there's various people that have businesses coming on shortly. And, it's still quiet. I pretend I'm Rick Stein. I go down to get my lobsters down the Copper Coast.
Right.
And I'm kind of going, how come there's no more cars here than there was, say, 20 years ago?
How do you explain it?
I think we're a little bit undiscovered. We're quiet. Are we too quiet? I don't know what we are.
Yeah.
But
because you have the Wild Atlantic Way, and Cork gets a good bit of that as well.
It does.
And then you've Wexford, which is, you know, just a hop, skip and a jump from Dublin.
Yeah.
And Waterford, because it is, the coastline is beautiful. All that Annstown, Dunhill, the Copper, and then, you know, around to Dunmore East, all that, Tramore. Like, it's all special.
It is all special. It is still quiet, though, but I kind of like it. I was just talking to somebody outside there, this lovely artist that's coming on in a while, but I was kind of thinking, do I like the Copper Coast the way it is, that there's not many cars in it? Because I feel as if it's mine, it's precious, and it's sort of, it's obviously not mine, but it's like a secret that sort of
It's like that love. Song you liked, and then they re-release it and it's a hit and everybody knows it.
But it's kind of like that, and all of a sudden you've been discovered and you're not happy about it.
But Dungarvan, part of, I suppose, the growing of Dungarvan has been the Greenway.
Yeah.
And now I suppose a lot of people have visited Dungarvan that would never have dreamt of doing it before because of that.
Yeah. Do you know what? Sometimes you need a little bit of luck. And the people who set up the Greenway really transformed the town, transformed the county, to be honest with you. And you need vision. And, what I really noticed about the Greenway is that when it actually happened, you know, people are very entrepreneurial. And straight away, cafes opened up. And, I remember seeing this little girl selling, I don't know, was she selling lollipops out her back garden? Or something like that. And I was thinking, that girl's going to be a millionaire one day, you know. And she was only like 6 or 7.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just brilliant. And I really had this sort of great feeling about it. Now, Dungarvan, a.k.a. Fungarvan, is a really prosperous town now. And it's just really amazing. And to be part of that over a long period of time. Yeah. it kind of feels, you know, that there's some justification in the original madness of setting up in a derelict building with derelict cottages opposite us and hoarding. I mean, it was madness when we set up.
28
it was
years
really
ago, yeah.
28 years ago, yeah.
How many roundabouts are there on that ring?
Oh, there's a lot, isn't there? There is a lot. Actually, I've got a daughter. Well, she's doing her last exam. Have you got a leaving cert?
Yeah, she's doing her last exam today, actually.
Last exam today, chemistry. Chemistry. Yeah. Chemistry. That's so
which I suppose, according to my daughter, is the most difficult course ever.
I don't know. I'm fed up with tippy-toeing around the house, though, I can tell you. I really am.
You might say that. I couldn't possibly comment.
Nothing I do is right. But today she'll be free, and it's enormous pressure on the poor kids. It really is, yeah.
And I was talking to Kate last night, and I got emotional because I was saying, you know, your mum and I are really proud of you, you know, and I started tearing up there. But we are, and just to get, because it's like we did it all those years ago, but the pressure on now.
Yeah.
And I was saying the other day that you can come home after you do maths or whatever, and 3 hours later you can watch somebody do the paper online. So you know immediately how well or badly you've done.
Yeah,
that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, it is a lot of pressure. And actually, why I brought that up is that the roundabouts, we have a driving test coming up in about a week's time as well. Right. So, I mean, I know those roundabouts really well. And you're kind of grasping onto the side as you're giving the lesson.
Yeah.
You know, you're grasping onto the chair and all you see is your handprints and white knuckle rides.
Is it your daughter? Is it? What does she hope to do then?
Oh, that's maybe radiography or something like that. That's a lot of points, a lot of pressure, and we wouldn't put pressure on.
Yeah. And would you encourage her to go into the restaurant business?
I kind of wouldn't.
There you go.
Both of them work. Like, I have an older daughter as well. She's in first year in college in Dublin. And they come and work at weekends. Child labour was my forte when they were younger. And they've seen it. Like, you know, it's a funny thing because when they were younger, myself and Maureen used to come home at night time on a Saturday night after a busy night, you know, and the back door would close and we go, oh my God, that was tough or whatever. Now we get home before them and we listen to them close the back door, go, oh, that was tough. Anyway, my point is that they kind of understand the work that's involved.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the fact that they understand.
There's
the work
no naivety
involved.
There.
No. But, you know, I wouldn't really like them to do it.
So 28 years, you've seen the palate, the Irish palate change, haven't you? From sort of very traditional stuff, I would imagine, to a lot more exotic and adventurous.
Yeah, well, we kind of have to, you know, the first and most important thing that we are is a local restaurant, right? And being a local restaurant, you know, there's a big farming community. So one thing that we always had to do was remember to feed people. You know,
that's important,
small portions.
Sort
of tiny portions.
Oh, they don't work.
Never going to watch.
Yes, yeah.
No, people were coming in and they were, you know, they're hungry.
Yeah.
So, you know, little things like portion control in the start. You know, you have to have this spirit of generosity. But I think being generous is part and parcel of the hospitality industry anyway.
Mm.
You have to be generous. But people are definitely more curious along the way. And
is there something, just one thing that you would have had on your menu and that was popular 28 years ago that you wouldn't dream of putting on it now? No, it hasn't changed that much.
Well, I'll tell you, I always used to experiment when I say, for instance, went away and I'd come back.
Yeah.
I remember we went to Chicago that this really fancy restaurant, Charlie Trotter's was its name, and he was really upmarket, well-known American chef, and he did chocolate ravioli. And I tried it in Dungarvan, but we have this lady who's been with us for 28 years, Una, right? And she came down, I put the ravioli on, and she just said, Dungarvan's not ready for chocolate ravioli. So you have to, you know, you have to test the waters. You have to see what people like and all that. But feedback is really important. And if people are happy, aren't happy, you have to make sure that they're happy. That's the most important thing.
Well, listen, continued success to you and Maura. And the tannery is there and the cookery school is there. And how many rooms have you got?
14.
14, right.
Yeah.
Busy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Paul, great to see you.
Thank you,
and happy birthday in advance of that big birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
You can stay. Toucan's going to sing us a second song. He's from Tremor, just so you know. It's all Waterford today because we're here from Waterford. What's the name of the second song?
This one is going to be In This Warm Morning Light.
Right.